Welcome to the Fearfully and Wonderfully Me podcast, a podcast designed to help you increase your influence, develop your leadership, and maximize your results.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for stopping by the Fearfully and Wonderfully Me podcast, a podcast designed to help you increase your influence, develop your leadership, and maximize your results. Today's episode is a little bit different. Not as much of a teaching or inspirational podcast, I guess, so much as just sharing, because it's funny, but so many questions that I get are along the lines of, what does a normal day look like for you? Or what do you actually do day to day? So many people who've asked me are just curious of what does a day in the life, your life, look like? So just wanted to do an episode dedicated to that. So this is a little more of a personal episode, not as much of a teaching episode. Just wanted to throw that out there up front. And as I record this podcast, well, as you listen to this podcast, which is coming out on October 26th, Mac and I are celebrating our 20th anniversary this week. And so that's just a milestone that we are just appreciating and enjoying and looking back and going, wow, where did 20 years go? So happy anniversary to us. So anyway, back to a day in the life. You know, it's funny because when I meet people a lot of times and I tell people what I do and what I do with Mac, because Mac and I have, you know, his lane, my lane, and our lanes. We have his mind and ours, and somehow that all meshes together very beautifully, because Mac is very, you know, very passionate about blue collar leadership and leadership development for the front line and those who lead them, the blue collar workforce and their leaders. And he's extremely passionate about it. And he does such a fantastic job of helping leaders engage the front line to improve the bottom line. And he does that by offering his Blue Call Leadership podcast. And he, obviously, we travel a good bit and speak and do presentations and trainings in companies, both for the frontline workforce and those who lead them. So it could be those who actually on the front line or all the way up to the CEO or owner level. And so he's very passionate in his niche and very qualified for it and very good at it. There's no doubt. And I'm very passionate about my lane, right? Leadership and personal growth for women. And so we have both focused on our respective areas, but the principles that we talk about often are very similar in that, that you know, the principles for being successful are the same, whether you're a blue collar workforce or a female CEO. The principles to be successful, to grow yourself or to grow your business or to grow your influence with other people, those principles don't really change from situation to situation. So Mac and I, while we're very passionate about our respective areas, often we speak together. And that's where the ours comes in, right? He's got his lane, I have my lane. And a lot of times we're merging into one another's lane because we enjoy what we do and doing what we do together. And I think not many couples can say that we really have been intentional about creating a life where we spend our life together. We actually got married to each other because we like each other. And so we want to spend time together. And I think that's reflected in the fact that we are celebrating 20 years this week. So, you know, a day in the life might look a little differently depending on what's on the schedule that day. And I often, when I'm asked with that question, a lot of times people are like, oh, what does a typical day look like for you? And I'm like, well, there's not really such a thing as a typical day because it might very well depend on where we are that day. Are we speaking that day? Are we traveling that day? Maybe it's a day at home where we're not speaking and traveling, but then I'm trying to catch up and also, you know, working on some other things. And so it's hard to say that there's a typical day in the life. But as I reflected on it, I think that there's a normal speaking day, there's a normal at-home day, and maybe just a blend of that. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of a personal snapshot into that. Obviously, if it's a travel and speaking day, then the whole day is dictated around the events of that day and making sure that we are both, you know, prepared and on point and ready for that presentation and the energy that it takes. Even when you're passionate about what you do and you pour, you know, all of your energy into it, you still have to be intentional about refilling yourself and renewing yourself. Because anytime you expend massive amounts of energy to do anything, you've got to fill that energy back up, right? You're just like a battery. You have to recharge. So it's very important to both of us, especially if we're, you know, traveling out of state or speaking a multiple day conference or something like that, that we're very intentional about, making sure that we are on point and prepared. And, you know, we've gone through our presentation and not memorizing points, but making sure we're comfortable with the outline. And so the events of the day, if it's a speaking day, are just, you know, obviously heavily influenced by what time we're speaking and where we're speaking and what do we have to do to get there. If it's a fairly local something, then the morning might be at home preparing or getting ready. And then the afternoon is traveling and speaking. For example, we were in Chicago a couple of weeks ago speaking to a big conference, FabTech up there. And I think we left on a Sunday fairly early and flew up there. We had the afternoon to walk around and do some sightseeing. And then we spoke Monday morning. So Monday morning was really dedicated to just getting up and getting ready. And then I think we had an 8 o'clock presentation. So we got there early, like at 7 o'clock, to set up and take care of all the logistics and things. And then after our presentation and we got done speaking to people, because a lot of times when we're done speaking, people come up and talk. And it was easily lunchtime by the time we got done on Monday, but then we had the afternoon to get some lunch and walk around and do some sightseeing. We spoke again on Tuesday morning, and then we flew home and didn't get home until maybe 6 o'clock that night, I think. So most of the day after our speaking on Tuesday was dedicated to traveling and getting on the plane and coming home. And when you're in, you know, when I'm in that type of thing, when we're traveling and speaking like that, you're going to be out of harm or out of balance a little bit, right? For example, I don't eat as healthy when we're on the road just because it's really, really difficult to get a roasted sweet potato and a whole food plant-based salad with avocado dressing on it, right? It's not like you can pop in McDonald's and get that. And so eating healthier on the road is a little bit more challenging. I think one night the best option I could find on the menu was a flatbread with tomatoes and a little bit of mozzarella and basil. And it was good because it was the only meal I'd eaten all day. So I was hungry and very grateful to get it. But that's probably not something that I would have chosen to eat at home. Now, don't get me wrong. It's an opportunity to appreciate some different things that I wouldn't get at home. But that's an example of just being maybe a little bit out of balance during those couple of days, but totally in harmony with purpose and mission, right? And I did a podcast not too long ago on the abundant life assessment and being, you know, you want to be in balance the majority of the time. It's okay to, you know, there are going to be times when you're just a little bit out of balance, but maybe you're in harmony. So, you know, when we're traveling and speaking like that, sometimes I don't get to sleep as much as I might when I'm at home. I remember not too long ago, we were in Missouri and we were speaking at a conference. And so there was a dinner the night before. And, you know, by the time that gets done, it's a little bit later in the evening. And then I get up early and go run. So, and then we had to speak at, I think, 8 o'clock. So I didn't get as much sleep that night as I normally would. So maybe a little bit out of balance, but totally in harmony, right? With speaking and teaching leadership and particularly, you know, when we enjoy doing that together, there are times when maybe you don't get as much sleep, but that's okay because you're in alignment with purpose and mission and focused on your highest priorities for the moment. And then when you get back home, you can catch up. So a day in the life speaking or traveling and being on the road might look a little bit differently. Day in the life at home, when we're not traveling and speaking, today, for example, most days that we're, if we're not traveling and speaking, most days I usually get up and have some quiet time. That's when I do my intentional morning routine, where I, you know, I do my little focus on my motivational planning journals. And if you are not familiar with that, you can find out just a little snapshot of the journals, because what I realized was I needed a very simple and yet effective guide to help me be intentional about setting my priorities for each dimension of my life for that day. So I needed a very simple tool, kind of a morning routine that could guide me through a gratitude practice. How could I set my intentions for physical health that day? What are my top couple of priorities for that day? So I just needed a tool that would help me guide in that. And I couldn't find one. So I created one, because what I realized was that I just couldn't find anything out there that helped me. You know, I found lots of planners and daily timers and day timers and all of those things. And those things aren't bad. They're tools. But I needed something that would just help me set my intentions and priorities based on my values and where I was in the day. And I'm terrible at blank journals. I know that journaling is good and it's powerful. I've experienced that. But you give me a blank notebook and I just want to stare at it. And then I feel pressured to fill out like pages and pages of it. And I don't really want to do that first thing in the morning. That's, you know, my morning routine is to help me get my priorities for the rest of the day, but I don't want to spend an hour doing it, you know, because I'm busy, I'm task focused, I got things to do. So you can find out more about those journals at riastory.com/journals. I've got 6 of them in the series where I just created the same basic template that guides me through my morning routine. But each journal has 60 days worth of pages in it, but each journal has a different theme and there are different quotes to go along with that theme. So for example, my journal, Make Today Incredibly Beautiful, as a focus on resilience. And so all of the quotes are really focusing on, you know, thriving again and overcoming adversity, versus Make Today Powerfully Productive is really focused on productivity and focus and time management. So all of the quotes in that journal are very specific to a season of getting things done. So it kind of depends on where I am in my life of which one I might pull out for my own use. And I know a lot of people just, you know, have 6 of them for the whole year and that gives you the whole year. And so, you know, it just kind of gives you a natural uplifting way to start your day based on your priorities. So typically, if we're not traveling and speaking, that's the first portion of my day. I might get up and have some herb tea with, you know, no sugar in it or anything like that. But, you know, a good way to jumpstart hydration for the day. If I'm going to be running, then I'm usually eating a banana because I eat a whole lot of bananas and a whole lot of oatmeal too. Oatmeal seems to be a go-to. So, you know, I have a little bit of time for my quiet day. I have my list of priorities, what's going on that day. I kind of check in with the schedule. It gives me a chance to catch up and, you know, there again, set my focus and my intentions for the day. And then usually I go exercise pretty early in the day, because one thing I've learned is that there's not much going on very early in the day. So I know that not much else is going to get in the way of my exercise. So I just plan to have that very early in my day. And not much interrupts it, right? I used to try to exercise in the afternoon because it worked better. At the time, Mac loved to go to the gym in the afternoon. So I was like, oh, well, you know, it'd be nice if we could go together. And so I would try to move my exercise routine to the end of the day. But what happened is that it was all too easy for me to plan to go to the gym in the afternoon, but then somebody would call and be like, hey, let's go have dinner tonight. And so there would, you know, then I wouldn't make it to the gym, or, you know, something would come up, or Eric would have a football game to, you know, so something would come up. And so it was just all too easy for things to get in the way of my exercise. So I learned a long time ago, for me, even if I don't necessarily feel like getting up and exercising early, most of the time it serves me well. And when I start my day with some exercise pretty early, I feel better the rest of the day. I tend to eat a little healthier the rest of the day. I make better choices. I feel I have more energy whenever I tackle the rest of my day. So I like to work that in. Most days, even if we're traveling, it might mean a hotel gym and a treadmill, but you know, sometimes you just have to figure out how to make it work. But That's one of the priorities fairly early in the day for me. And then the rest of the day after that, there again, could just be a little bit different based on where I am in the week. It might be today it was focusing a couple hours on podcasts and creating the content from that, and then the videos that go along with that and things like that. It might be writing a blog, or if I'm working on a book, it might be just dedicating time to writing and working in that book. And so I try to spend, you know, a good couple of hours and just really focused work. And then usually it's good for me to just take a break. And, you know, I might be doing something like cooking or preparing some of our juices. Mac and I do a whole lot of juicing, and that takes some time, certainly. So, but that kind of gives me a break from the computer or the writing or whatever else I might be working on. So I try to work my day natural flow or natural rhythm is that I've got focus time on the computer and then productive time away from the computer. And then I really like to try to wrap any of all of that computer work, social media, all of that time where I'm creating or producing or interacting or networking or anything like that. I really try to wrap that up in the late afternoon. And then it's time to cook dinner or, you know, do laundry or whatever, anything else that needs to be done. And then the evenings I really try to protect and just, you know, turn off some of that so that I can refocus my brain and refill my energy, certainly. And so, yeah, that's just a snapshot into what a typical day might look like for me. Everyone's different, I think. But I really, you know, when I get asked about what a typical day looks like, I really come back to what works well for most of us. Whether you're a morning person or a night person, I just encourage you to be intentional with that first few minutes of your day, because it can set the tone for the rest of the day. And I think it's just natural for us to, you know, the minute we start our day, I haven't seen a statistic on this, but I would bet you that most of us check in with that phone almost immediately after getting up, right? Whether you're driven to read emails or check social media or see what the news is. And what I've found is that it's very easy for that to influence either positively or negatively the rest of my day, but I don't get to decide, right? And so I don't want to give that phone or that social media or those emails the power to influence the rest of my day in a negative way. So I protect that. Those first few minutes of my day, I'm just very intentional with my headspace, my priorities, and where I'm going for the rest of the day, because that helps me set up my day for success. I'm much more likely to accomplish those priorities if I have a good focus on what I'm going to do to get there, right? And there again, it's the power of being intentional. You know, every day we make hundreds or thousands of choices. Some of them don't seem very significant, but these choices cumulatively are creating our future. We make our choices and then our choices make us. We can choose our thoughts, our attitude, our values, our mindset, our actions, but we cannot outrun the consequences of those choices, positive or negative. And good choices lead to increasing influence, more opportunities, improved circumstances, more options in life. Poor choices take us in the opposite direction. And there I go. I said this podcast was not going to be a whole lot of teaching. And there I get off on a bunny trail of talking about choices again. But I really think it's so powerful. And if I can just communicate to you the power of intentionally making those choices, you can harness that. You can leverage that. And that helps you be 1,000% more successful than just coasting through your day. And that starts with an intentional morning mindset. And I don't think that happens by accident. When I look back at my best days, they're the ones where I start the day with focus, regardless of what's going on. When I start the day with focus, I am so much more likely to be successful in the priorities for the day. So hope that gives you a snapshot into a day in the life of, and I'll see you next time.